Now women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. And today I wanted to talk about autoimmune diseases. Unfortunately, the rates of autoimmune diseases are climbing, and women are disproportionately affected. There is gender bias. Women are more likely to get these diseases. What we know, unfortunately, is that it's one of the leading causes of death and disability in girls and women ages 65 and younger. And while we don't really know the causes of a lot of these diseases, what we understand is that our immune system, which really is designed to fight off foreign invaders and keep us healthy, mistakenly produces antibodies that attack its own healthy organs, cells, and tissues. And autoimmune diseases do tend to run in certain families, but scientists believe things like diet, environmental factors, viruses, bacteria, and even stress can affect the rate and risk of autoimmune diseases as well. We also know that women's immune systems are different than men's. We've talked about this before. Women have a stronger response to inflammation, which plays a key role in autoimmune diseases. And because of the hormonal shifts in women at different times of their life, we think that there's an effect of hormones on autoimmune diseases. So briefly, the diseases we're talking about are diseases like systemic lupus erythematosus, or SLE. We're talking about multiple sclerosis, thyroid diseases like Graves and Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, and psoriasis. And although these common diseases present differently, the thing that links them together is they're much more likely to happen in women, and they're much more likely to happen in young women. What we see is fatigue, dizziness, low-grade fever, and those are signs that are very nonspecific. But if you're feeling any of those signs or symptoms, if you really just don't feel like yourself, it may be an autoimmune disease. It may be that your body is attacking you for no good reason. So I think it's important that we pay attention to symptoms. Often it takes a long time to get diagnosed because the symptoms are very vague. But you should see your doctor if you think you have an autoimmune disease.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for clarifying that. Autoimmune disease, explained in a few moments by Dr. Vivian Brown. And that's what her book's about, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, useful advice in clear language so you can take charge of your health. Ask for it at your local bookstore, look for it on Amazon, and also look to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want signed copies for a gift, then feel free to order them through me. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning something new next week, too.
Thank you, Marilyn.